The structure of this story is very, very simple. You know, that's the women going to the tomb, and the announcement of the angel to them is the central part of the story. And then the last two episodes are the women, you know, going to tell the disciples and Jesus meeting them. It's a very, you know, clear, you know, and simple structure. Another way of understanding the structure is that the first three episodes are about the angel rolling back the tomb and his appearance and the guards being frightened of him. And then the next three episodes are his announcement to them. You can think about it however, you know, it works best for you. The verbal threads. Don't be afraid. The angel says that to the women. Those are the first words, and those are Jesus' first words. So you can always remember, first thing is they're dealing with and responding to the women's fear. And they're afraid of the angel, they're afraid of Jesus. And so the first thing that they have to do is to try to get the women to calm down so that they can, you know. So that's the first verbal thread. Don't be afraid. The another major verbal thread is he has been raised. This is in the speech of the angel. He isn't here, for he has been raised. And then he has been, go quickly and tell his disciples he's been raised from the dead. That is combined with and makes another verbal thread that is the link between the angel's announcement and Jesus' statement to them. He's going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you'll see him. And Jesus says, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. So that's a way of making those the connection between the two speeches. Finally, there is the link between the angel saying them go quickly, and they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. So that quickly is both an indication of tempo of the story as well as of, you know, how they left the tomb. The impact of this story, you know, what are its emotions and its impact? First of all, the earthquake and the angel's descent from heaven and rolling back the tomb and sitting on it is sets the resurrection in a cosmic context. So Matthew's story makes the resurrection into a cosmic event. That may be what the translators had in mind when they translated as greetings, you know, as the so that Jesus is sort of like coming from another planet. That's the only thing that we can think of as we've thought about this translation, that it would be, you know, the associations of that in contemporary culture are that, you know, it would be some alien thing, greetings, earthlings, or something. What it really means in the story and what you want to do in terms of conveying that is hi, or rejoice is the literal meaning, but, you know, we don't greet each other that way. It's a greeting, but it's not, you know, we don't say greetings, we say hi or glad to see you or something, but it would be hi. That's the feeling that you want to get into that word. And it is, that's the context of this, is that in the context of this cosmic event, that when Jesus meets them, he speaks to them as a human being with great intimacy and warmth. That is the connection that gives reality to the whole notion of the resurrection of the body. And what it means is simply that it was Jesus. It was really him. And it was his person who spoke to them. So that's conveyed by your voice and by the warmth and the human quality of your voice. The angel's announcement is the center of the story. And so you want to work on the angel's voice, you know, the angel's persona. He is, first of all, a very intimidating figure. So he, first of all, has to get the women to calm down. And he does that by calming, by a calming voice, "Don't be afraid, because I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified." So he knows what's happening. And this is heavenly consolation. This is consolation from the powers of the kingdom of God. The next episode is, you know, he isn't here. Why? Because he's been raised, just as he said. It is an amazing statement. So don't just state it as a matter of fact, but that it is an amazing thing that he is communicating. And then is the commission. Come and see the place where he lay, and then go quickly and tell his disciples. So they've got a job to do. And a message to deliver. And that's what they receive from the angel. It's the message that they are to deliver to the disciples. And then they get a double message that's, you know, from Jesus. So they're both told to go and tell by the angel and by Jesus. The major dynamic of this story then is this cosmic, once in a cosmos time event, the resurrection of Jesus, and this great intimacy, first with the angel, who is very consoling and comforting and present to the women, and then Jesus himself. So that's the dynamic of this story, and it's an utterly delightful story. So enjoy telling it.